Welcome to This Is Your Life with Michael Hyatt, where our goal is to help you win at work and succeed at life. My name is Stu McLaren. I'm filling in for Michelle Cachette, who is recovering from her battle with cancer. The good news is she is going to be back sooner rather than later because she is kicking cancer's butt. In the meantime, we're in studio with Michael Hyatt. Michael, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great, Stu. How are you doing?
I have a big smile on my face
because
I can't wait for this episode.
I can't either. It's one of my favorite topics.
Yes, and we are going to be talking about the secret power of smiling.
Yes.
And your wife is probably the best example of somebody who has a great smile.
Well, she has a phenomenal smile, but you've got a great smile. You're a smiler.
Ding! Why, thank you.
But here's the thing. The two of you on the Strength Finders test both share, I think, correct me if I'm wrong, as your number one strength, positivity.
Shout out to my Gale girl. Yes, we are positivity buddies.
And it just makes you smile all the time.
It's
well,
true.
Maybe not all the time, but almost all the time.
We do love life. So let's talk about this because you once wrote on your blog, smiling is critically important to leadership. It may seem trivial, but it really can help you better achieve the outcomes you seek. Don't underestimate it. Use it. Have you seen this work in your favor?
Yes, but I have to first tell you how it worked in my not favor.
Ah, okay.
So I'm at Thomas Nelson. I'm the CEO. It's our monthly financial review meeting. Now, this is a meeting where the executive team, sitting almost like a tribunal, has all the managing general managers from every division in the company appear before the executive committee and account for what happened in the last month in terms of financial
the good, the bad,
results.
And the ugly.
Good, the bad, and the ugly. And so I had a consultant with me. Eileen was her name. She was sitting next to me. And so they were coming in one by one. And at the break, she pulls me aside and she says, "Are you ticked off?" And I said, "No." She said, "Did you get enough sleep last night?" I said, "Yeah, I feel great." She said, "So you're basically happy?" And I said, "Yeah, this is a good day. I'm happy." She says, "Well, you might want to tell your face because nobody could tell from looking at you." And she said, "You just have this scowl on your face that's very intimidating."
Wow.
"And it's intimidating to your people. And I don't know if you notice, it's affecting what they're telling you and how they're telling you."
Because they probably look for you for a reaction.
Totally.
And if they're not getting any positive sign, they kind of cower back. And
well, they think they're doing something wrong. And so then they kind of redouble their effort in the way they think, you know, would try to get a smile from me or some note of affirmation or acknowledgement that they're alive. And I just had this scowl. Hmm. Well, then when I was out on the road speaking after I left Thomas Nelson and now I'm beginning my career as a speaker, full-time speaker and writer, Brian Shearer, who was my then booking agent and a dear friend, said to me, "You really need to smile more."
Hmm.
And I said, "Well..."
You were presenting.
When I'm presenting.
Okay.
And I said, I am smiling a lot. I mean, I could distinctly remember myself smiling a couple times. And so then I went and looked at the video. And I mean, to this day, I'm embarrassed to look at that old video.
Wow.
Because I didn't smile.
Hmm.
And so I said, "Brian, you're right." I said, "We've got to work on this, buddy. You are now my smile coach." Because there's so many benefits to smiling, not only for you, but for the people that you're trying to lead and influence.
Yeah.
And not smiling doesn't help. And so literally for a year, everybody that was close around me, including Gail and Megan and Brian and Joy and all these people on my team, worked with me on smiling.
Wow.
And so it was just total focus. You got to smile. And Brian would stand at the back of the room when I was speaking. So now I'm speaking, there's an audience in front of me. He's at the very back of the room and he would put his index fingers on the corners of his mouth and move them up, you know, like to tell me to smile. And I'd smile, I'd remember for a little bit and then I'd go back to the scowl. And so we just worked on that for a year or so. And now I think I'm pretty good at smiling.
So what was the reason for him wanting you to smile more?
Because he wanted me to be more effective as a leader and as an influencer. And that's really what I want to talk about in today's episode.
Well, that's a good point of transition.
Huh?
Yes, thank you.
You see how I did that?
Yeah, beautiful. I'm smiling about that transition. And that's exactly what we're going to talk about. Smiling is important for at least five reasons. And we're going to start with reason number one.
Reason number one, that's a good place to start.
Yes.
Is it helps others relax.
Mm-hmm.
If you're the leader, you're probably unaware of the power you carry just in your position. And other people naturally, you know, this is not true of sociopaths, but for most everybody else, they want to please you. You know, they want to make you happy. They want to be acknowledged. You know, there's probably some kind of parental dynamic going on there in some cases. But when you smile, it helps them relax. It lets them know it's okay. Mm. You know, you accept them, you acknowledge them. This is going to be a friendly exchange. And just by smiling, it sets the context, it sets the environment for a fruitful, trust-filled, productive conversation.
And as you pointed out in the opening story, that creates an environment where people want to share more.
Right.
They feel more relaxed, they feel more at ease, and you're much more likely going to have a better conversation and situation.
Well, it really opens them up.
Yeah.
You know, because they feel like, okay, this is a safe environment. You know, you're not saying anything about that, but you're just saying this is a safe environment. If somebody comes into an environment and there's a person frowning, you automatically assume this isn't safe. You know, you're looking around. Am I in trouble? Mm-hmm. Am I about to get in trouble? Is this person in a bad mood? And I've worked for people like that. Have you worked for somebody like that?
Yeah, where you feel on edge. You feel like you're walking on eggshells. And they may not have said anything or done anything, but their facial and body reactions create that insecurity.
And they shut down. Mm-hmm. Like when you're in the presence of somebody that's not smiling, you shut down, you become self-protective, you hold your cards close to your vest. And if you're trying to lead people, that's the exact opposite of what you want.
Right.
So you got to smile for that reason. It helps others relax.
Okay, so that's reason number one. What is reason number two?
Reason number two is smiles draw people to you. When you smile, it draws people to you. Think about that. You know, you walk into a restaurant and the person is happy to see you and you connect with them. There's something about a smile. It's one of the most humanizing things out there. I mean, most animals, now I'm going to get email on this, but I don't know of any animals that smile. Or if they do, it's probably just because they have gas. You know, it's not a real bona fide smile.
They may be smiling for a temporary reason.
That's right. But part of being human is that we can experience joy and we can express joy. And it draws people to us because people naturally want to be around other happy people. This is why I can never figure out why people frown. I know a person, I'm not going to say too much because I don't want to give this away, but Gail and I both know a person who every time we see her, she has a frown, a scowl, and she's very lonely. She doesn't have any close friends. Nobody's around her. Nobody's being drawn to her.
Right.
Because there's nothing attractive. By the way, absolutely beautiful girl.
Hmm.
So it has nothing to do with her physical appearance. But because she doesn't smile, people aren't drawn to her.
Yep.
And because people aren't drawn to her, she lives a lonely, sad life.
And it's a shame because she probably, I have no idea who the person is, but she probably has so much potential and wants
totally.
That. But
And just, if she would just engage in the act of smiling, it would draw people to her and she wouldn't be sad and lonely anymore.
Mm.
You know, but you kind of got to go first with your face.
Yeah.
And it's kind of an act of faith, you know, to smile. But it really does draw people to you. And I just would encourage you, if you're listening to this podcast, and obviously you are, this wouldn't make any sense. but just notice when people smile, whether it's somebody that waits on you or somebody you're trying to do business with or somebody at church or a neighbor or with your own kids, that when you smile, it really has a ripple effect.
Yeah.
And it really draws people to you.
It's funny. During the process when we were adopting, we spent 6 weeks in South Africa. And during that time, we had tons of opportunity for me to take the kids out for walks. And it was actually got to a point where it was part of our morning routine. I would take the kids about 5:30, and we would go for a 2-hour walk along this boardwalk that was in the area that we were staying. It was right on the beach, right on the ocean. And it was amazing. And so every morning we would go on this 2-hour walk. And I said to my daughter, who's 3 years old, we had a double stroller. So my daughter would sit in the front. And so she was always facing all the people that we were going with. And my son was sitting facing me because he was he's only a little over a year. And so I said to my daughter, I said, Marla, every time we walk by somebody, I want you to smile. And
this is great.
And she said, why? And I said, I just want you to smile. Make somebody's day. Just smile. And so she would. And it was amazing when you talk about drawing people to you. it was amazing how many people would want to stop and then say hello to her just because she was smiling. And there, this wasn't happening every day. I mean, there were days where she woke up and she wasn't exactly in a fun, friendly mood. Yeah, she was in a grumpy mood. But what I started to do was see the difference in the way that people would react to us when she was in a happy, smiling mood and when she wasn't. And then I did my own experiment. Every time I made eye contact with somebody, I would smile.
Which you naturally do anyway.
You're just a smiler. Well, I do naturally like to smile. But I would intentionally make eye contact and smile. And every time that I did, I got a smile back. Yep. Every single time, 100% of the time. If I made eye contact and smiled, I would get a smile back. But it was fascinating for me because most people would walk down with their head down and wouldn't make eye contact or wouldn't be smiling. But the moment that they did, if you smile, there's a very good chance you're going to get a smile back. And it draws people to you.
I'm telling you, this is one of the most simple, low-cost solutions to building quality relationships. You know, you think, well, I got to be clever. You know, I got to be able to tell jokes. I got to be smart. All that's good. But if you can just smile consistently, you will draw people to you.
Yep.
You will make friends. You'll have more relationships. And, you know, I don't want to put too much emphasis on this, but it really does start with smiling.
It's like, the best way I would describe it is like a realtor who takes great pictures of houses. You know, that's the first thing that people are looking at is the pictures. And that's what's going to draw people in. Your smile is like those great pictures. If you learn to smile, that's the first thing that's going to draw people in. And then you can start and have great conversation from there or, you know, create a great environment to lead and so forth.
That's right. It's the beginning.
Yeah.
Yep.
Excellent. Okay. So we've talked about two reasons that we should all smile. Number one, it helps others relax. Number two, it draws people to you. What's the third reason?
It enables you to connect. Now, I hinted at this in the first one, but the most important thing in building relationships with people and influencing them is there's got to be trust.
Mm.
And the first step toward building trust is that smile, because as we said earlier, it opens people up and they're willing to give of themselves to you because you've entrusted them with something important, and that is that you've smiled at them and you've created the kind of environment for a connection. So it really does enable you to connect.
And the same reason came to play in that little smiling experiment that we did in South Africa, because we ended up forming relationships with a number of people that we would see on our walk, where it all started with the smile, which led to a quick hello. And then the next day it was a little, you know, a little deeper conversation where we'd stop and we'd chat and so forth. And so it does enable you to connect because people feel comfortable in that moment.
This is why even like in doing headshots for websites, you know, we've talked about this, you know, you can't physically be present to connect with everybody that's going to be visiting your blog or going to be visiting your podcast. But I always encourage people that are building a platform to have a great headshot of them smiling so that they look warm and approachable and people have that kind of relationship online that they could have physically if you were there smiling.
Yeah.
So, but I'm telling you, there are a lot of people that don't do this. I mean, you go to a lot of websites and somebody's trying to look cool or they're trying to look a little mysterious or something. And it doesn't, if you're trying to sell stuff.
Yeah.
You know, if you're trying to be just cool, then have any headshot you want. But if you ultimately want to sell stuff or if you want to have influence, which is just another way to talk about sales, if you want to have influence people with your ideas, start with a smile. Make sure you're smiling in your headshot and not one of those fake, cheesy
photo smiles.
Photo smiles. What's that company? We probably shouldn't mention them, but they do those fake kind of pictures. You know who I'm talking about.
I can't remember offhand.
Yeah, we won't say them. It's probably good that we don't say them. But I'm talking about an authentic smile where the corners of your eyes go up and the corners of your mouth go up. You know, I think they call that the Duchenne smile.
And we all know this too. Like I can identify it when my wife has a fake smile and when it's her real smile. Like you can totally tell the difference. And other people can too.
They can.
And it, like I, we had dinner the other night, my wife and I, with this one particular lady. And I could tell she just, for whatever reason, she was distracted and she was smiling, but it was a total fake smile.
Yeah.
And afterwards, Amy and I discussed it. We were just saying, we just felt like she was just waiting, you know, until the time was up and she could go. And it was just like, you just didn't feel any warmth. Even though like afterwards, she said she had a great time and everything, but it was, you could tell almost immediately. And it was from the smile. It was a fake smile.
Well, this is happening a lot, sadly. I don't know if this is true in Canada. But in the United States, it's true. Kids get so conditioned to have their pictures taken that they can just turn on that cheesy smile. Hmm. I have a good friend that's a photographer, and she does a lot of photography in Africa for a mission group. And she says she loves taking pictures of African children because they haven't been conditioned to smile, you know, when the camera's on. They just smile naturally.
Right.
And so she gets more authentic smiles than she gets in the States because here the kids can just turn it on. And I know I have a hard time getting pictures of my own grandkids.
Yeah.
Because when I start to take a picture and they realize what's happening, they put on the cheesy smile. So I have to catch a candid, you know, of them not forcing it.
Yeah.
So that's not what we're talking about. This has got to be authentic. It's got to come from the heart and be the overflow of joy.
And we're talking about the five reasons that you do want to smile. And number one has been it helps others relax. Number two, it draws people to you. Number three, it enables you to connect. We still have two more reasons to cover, so stick with us. We will be right back.
If you're like most members of my audience, you're committed to winning at work and succeeding in life. But the truth is, you struggle with finding enough time to do it all. And that's exactly why I wrote my new ebook, Shave 10 Hours Off Your Work Week, 4 Proven Strategies for Creating More Margin for the Things That Matter Most. You can't buy Shave 10 Hours Off Your Work Week, but you can get it for free by subscribing to my free email newsletter. My email newsletter notifies you whenever I've posted fresh content to my blog, so you don't always have to visit my blog to stay up to date. To get your free copy of the Shave 10 Hours Off Your Work Week ebook, visit michaelhyatt.com and enter your name and email address into the form on the page. If you're tired of feeling like there's never enough time to get it all done, don't miss your chance to discover how to reclaim the margin you deserve. Sign up at michaelhyatt.com.
Welcome back. We are talking about the secret power of smiling. And we've got 5 reasons for you to smile more. We've talked about 3 of them. Number one, it helps others relax. Number 2, it draws people to you. Number 3, it enables you to connect. And number 4,
it creates positive culture.
Ooh.
I love studying culture in companies because I really think that culture drives results. If you have a great culture, you're going to get positive results for your company. If you don't have a positive culture, you're going to get negative results. We've all worked in those environments where things are just negative. People gossip. People are mean-spirited. They don't support one another. There's not collaboration.
Complaining.
Yeah. Smiling can change all that. It can begin the process. I'm not foolish enough to think that's everything, but it can begin the process. And as a leader, there's more that's going to be caught than's going to be taught. So in other words, people are going to imitate how you behave. I remember Larry Bossidy, who was the CEO of 3M, used to say that if you want to change a culture, all you do is change the behavior of its leaders, and you'll change the culture.
Because it trickles down.
It trickles down. So if you want a culture where people are smiling and positive and open and vulnerable and warm toward one another, it really begins with you smiling. So if you want to create a positive culture, that's where you start as a leader.
And this is so true, too, when you are working together in your working environment. Because sometimes you can just get head down, so focused on the task at hand, that there's not that those moments to sit back and smile and enjoy each other's company. Like, I remember one of the first video shoots that we ever did together. One of the things that I remember distinctly doing was, because I was behind the camera, I was constantly smiling at you because I knew that you would mirror how I was reacting.
It was very smart on your part.
My face was hurting by the end of that day. But
trying to keep me smiling.
Yeah. But it's fascinating, though, because it trickles, as you said, it trickles down through everybody.
Yeah, it's contagious.
Yeah.
A smile is one of the most contagious things that you can do. It's very rare, just kind of like you were telling the story about Marla, but it's very rare for you to walk through a crowd or into a restaurant or into a school or any place else and smile at people and then not smile back. Mm. I mean, there's just that law of, what's the word I'm looking for? Reciprocity.
Yep.
You know, where they just have to reciprocate in the way that they're being treated.
And that's one of the lessons that I was sharing with Marla, our 3-year-old daughter, was that I said, you can make somebody feel good just by smiling. Mm-hmm. And I said, and that's what I was teaching her. I said, watch when you smile, how many people smile back. I said, it makes them feel good. And I said, you can make somebody's day just by smiling. And it really does have that power.
Well, especially when you're a leader. you know, to walk through the halls of your company and to look at people and to smile. It's just a way of acknowledging them and communicating your satisfaction and your approval. And it's a huge energy boost for them, just like you said. I love that you're teaching Marla that at this early age. What a gift.
Yeah. I'm learning so much, you know, just by observing other great parents as well. I just want to become a great dad.
Yeah. And you're there.
Thank you. But any little lesson that we can pick up, even though she's only three, I mean, kids are smart. They pick up things real quick. So for me, this is an important lesson. Okay, so we got five reasons. We've covered four of them. What is reason number five?
This may be my favorite, but it's also the most self-interested one, and that is it elevates your mood.
Right.
This was a huge lesson that I learned maybe soon after college, and that is you can lead your mind with your body. Hmm. So in other words, for example, I learned this. If you tried to study, I learned this one actually in college, while laying on your bed, you'll probably fall asleep.
Right.
And we used to call this assuming the position. So if you assume the position of sleep, you're going to get sleepy.
Yep.
But if you sit up straight in a chair and try to study that way, you can stay alert. Well, the same thing's true for smiling, is that when we smile, it's like we're giving a signal to our brain to release endorphins, change our hormonal system, and elevate our mood. And I dare anybody that doubts this to try it. If you're feeling down, if you're feeling discouraged, I dare you, double dog dare you, to smile and hold that smile for 60 seconds and see if you don't feel better.
Another thing that I love that I've learned from you and your wife, Gail, is that she did something very distinct for you before you would go up on stage to deliver any presentation. I would love for you to share what that is, because I noticed in your reaction every time afterwards, you immediately had a smile on your face going up onto stage that really elevated your mood.
This has, to this day, I do this.
It's become legendary.
It's become legendary, but to this day, I do it. So Gail recorded this, just a little audio recording of her saying, Michael Hyatt, you freaking rock. Oh, actually, I've got a copy of it right here. Listen to this.
Michael Hyatt, you freaking rock.
I mean, it just naturally makes me smile.
I think people are now going to want to go to the video to see you do that little dance.
Well, it was very little. And every time I hear that, like I listen to it right before I'm like in the green room or whatever, and I listen to it right before I step up on the stage, always elevates my mood, causes me to smile huge, and it just sets me up. It's a trigger for me that sets me up. But your smile could be that same kind of emotional trigger for you.
Well, it creates that. It's exactly what you're talking about, is that the smile is the start of that mood change
that
you're looking for. If you're looking to elevate your mood, that starts with the smile. Your wife is great at it. I mean,
She's great at it.
Let's let the cat out of the bag. Right before we started recording this episode, she sang us a great song, and it had everybody in the studio laughing and giggling and smiling.
So, it was perfect.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Yeah, and you know, there's a lot of other physical things you can do to elevate your mood too, but you know, you can sit up straight, you know, you can stand up, you can move around, you can get in motion, but smiling is one of the best, fastest ways to elevate your mood.
Amazing. So we're talking about five reasons to smile more. Number one, it helps others relax. Number two, it draws people to you. Number three, it enables you to connect. Number four, it creates positive culture. And number five, it elevates your mood. So as we wrap up this episode, can you suggest some practical ways that we can all get better at smiling? Because as you said, this wasn't something that was natural for you. So how did you learn how to do this?
Well, number one, resolve to get better. Just decide that it's important, you know, that I want to get better at smiling because I want to get better at leadership. I want to have more influence. I want to have a greater impact. And if I'm going to do that, I got to become a smiler. And so just resolve to get better. That's number one. Number two, and this is what I learned from my own experience, is recruit an accountability partner.
Huh.
You know, for me, it was Brian. Gail was great at that. You've been great at that on video shoots, just smiling, but somebody to hold you accountable. And I know Megan will say to me sometimes in a video shoot when you're not around, she said, Dad, you got to elevate your energy. You got to get, you got to smile. You know, it's just looking a little dreary. So,
and sometimes we don't, as you pointed out in the beginning of the episode, we don't even realize when we're frowning or scowling. And sometimes just seeing your own self,
yes.
As you said, when you saw yourself in that early presentation, Now you are almost upset and disgusted by it. But we, in the moment, we have no idea sometimes.
Yeah, absolutely. I thought I was smiling.
Right.
I just, my heart wasn't connected to my mouth, evidently, because I wasn't showing it to the world.
As your consultant would say, show your face, tell your face.
Yeah, just tell your face, would you? So, and the third way that I would suggest people get better at smiling is just practice. And the wonderful thing is that we have this opportunity every single day. Hmm. You know, the next time you go out to eat, the next time you go for a walk, as you were sharing about Marla, the next time you see your family, you know, just smile.
Yeah.
Just practice smiling. Practice makes perfect. In this case, it's really true too.
Well, today's episode has been great. Thank you, Michael. I am smiling from ear to ear about all that we've covered. And if you've enjoyed today's episode, you can go to michaelhyatt.com, which is Michael's blog, and you can get the full show notes and transcripts. And if you want to see how much we are smiling by watching the episode, you can go to Michael's blog and see the full video there as well. Now, another thing that would bring a big smile to all of our faces is if you would go to iTunes and just rate the podcast. When you rate it, what happens is that it's going to help us get the show in front of more people like you. And those are the people that we're most interested in attracting. So go rate the podcast. It'll take 30 seconds, and we would be very grateful for that. So, Michael, as we wind down on this episode of The Power of Smiling, do you have any final thoughts?
Yeah, I would be totally remiss, Stu, if I didn't give credit to Andy Andrews. Hmm. Andy Andrews has a whole lecture he gives on smiling. And it's phenomenal. He talks a lot about the same things we've talked about here. He's incredibly funny. Look for that online. Go to his website at andyandrews.com. But Andy is a great example and somebody I'm trying to model my life after.
Very cool. So for more on smiling, go check out Andy Andrews.
That's right.
Very cool. Well, thank you, Michael. And thank you, the listener, for joining us today. Until next time, remember, your life, your one and only life, is a gift. Now go make it count.